This is CliffCentral.com.
He was gone, but only for a few hours. And now, he is back.
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass. And I'm all out of bubblegum. Oh.
Get ready for a brand new episode.
Are you ready?
The O'Neill Africa Experience. Let's go. The O'Neill Africa Experience. The home of African talent.
Unmistakable sounds of Kajunin. The song was called Wale Watu. Before this one, we played you something from Wizkid. So what's the name of the song from Wizkid?
You caught me off guard there for a second. Why does this always happen? You know why? It's called Master Groove.
Yes.
You know why? Because I'm out here multitasking. Today's
multitasking when I'm running the dance. Please explain to me.
I'm multitasking. I'm doing something I haven't done in 3 months. You know, I've been off social media for like the last 3 months. I've been on Instagram. So today I decided, yeah, okay, cool. I'm gonna just broadcast live. So I'm out here trying to do a co-host the show, and I'm also, you know,
so you're multitasking.
Yeah, yeah. Not as much as you
like,
are.
This is like the pilot flying, and one of the passengers saying, "Hey, listen, I'm multitasking." Anyway, welcome to the show. We call it the O'Neill Africa Experience. Today is a special day.
Yeah.
Listen, we've had talent on the show before.
Yeah.
Undoubtedly, but today is another day, man. We have two of Africa's best vocalists,
dude.
If I can call it that,
and I'll even go further. You know, sometimes people have superheroes. I'm a big fan of fantasy and action. You know, people's versions of superheroes are people that wear capes. For me, as a musician, my superheroes are people that sit behind computer screens, programming, planning shows, rehearsing, going to rehearsals, orchestrating, you know. So for me, I feel like I'm in that space of amazing greatness. Yeah.
Yes. In studio, ladies and gentlemen, it is our honor to introduce Timothy Moloi and Joseph Clark, whom, by the way, I ordained him earlier on.
Yeah, yeah.
I actually referred to him as Michael McDonald. I'm really a fan. I'm such a huge fan of Michael McDonald. Listen, I'm probably the only human being still remaining who loves Michael McDonald as though he's just like, yeah. Thank you, gentlemen, and welcome to the show. Look, the first time I actually saw you performing,
I invited O'Neill to Grace and Grit, a show that we worked on, and he was the musical director on the show and vocal arranger. Yeah, he was vocal arranging. I was just music producing the show, and he handled everything that you saw on stage there. So when he saw you on stage, he was like, "Oh my God, I've never heard a voice so smooth." It's like, you know, and I was like, "That's Timmy. Yeah, I know him personally." Yeah.
Truly remarkable, truly remarkable. Now, we are going to be doing... I need to sort this out. We are going to... You are doing Gone Too Soon. That's what we'll be discussing.
Yes.
We're going to discuss Gone Too Soon. Firstly, when is it taking place?
The show, Gone Too Soon, will be on at the Lyric Theatre in Gold Reef City on the 20th and 21st of October. It's a Saturday night and a Sunday afternoon.
Give us a sense of what's happening when you are talking about Gone Too Soon. I mean, to me, it sounds sentimental. If you were to sum it up for us, what would it be?
Sentimental journey.
You see, you think of artists like Amy Winehouse,
yes,
Michael Jackson, Whitney Houston, Freddie Mercury, George Michael. Brenda Farsi, TK. These are stars
Mendoza.
Who Mendoza, yeah. And so many more. They left such a mark in the industry. I mean, they define our lives. I don't think anyone can imagine their lives without them. And their lives were cut too short, but the legacy they left was incredible. So we decided, let's do a show paying tribute to all these amazing artists. And I was very fortunate enough to have this opportunity to perform with Joe Clark, who's an incredible singer.
And me, the pleasure, believe me, and professionally, is all mine, this guy.
And then we've got Marishan as well from Jamali, who is just making waves at the moment. Her music is topping the charts. And it's just going to be a lovely combination of different voices. We come from different worlds musically. But we're just going to come on stage and share this music that will never be
I think that
forgotten.
it's like a great responsibility as a singer to be able to keep this music alive. And that is... I hate it's not a pun, but we are doing the songs live, so we are literally keeping these songs alive,
keeping the spirit of the artist
in the public domain and stuff. So,
that's
definitely
amazing. So this is an amazing show because you're coming from the US and you're an accomplished, not only you're a singer, you're also an established ballet dancer. You've got multiple awards. Please tell us a little bit more about that.
Well, I came originally to South Africa in 1983.
Okay.
And I came out to be a guest artist with the Pack Ballet Company, which was, in Pretoria at the State Theatre. And I was only supposed to be here for 6 weeks. And I fell in love with the country and all its diversity.
That's amazing.
And that was an amazing time to be here. 1983, there was a lot going on at that time. And I've been blessed to see this country change. It's been the most incredible. I've been part of history that's never been equaled before in humankind.
Yeah.
And I sang for Nelson Mandela. He picked me to sing for his 85th birthday.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I was one of the six singers that was chosen to sing that night. And with Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton and Oprah was there and Bono and it was a great evening. So I've really been blessed by being in this country and being in the business that I am, and that's how I met this guy next to me. So all good things come to a not to an end, not gone too soon for you and I.
You know, and we actually was saying we met 20 years ago.
Yeah, that's right.
That's amazing. You know, the thing, the reason why I called you guys superheroes is because a lot of artists, they just stand behind their own songs and they're only willing to perform their own repertoire. And what I find amazing about what you guys do is that you encompass the song, the spirit of the performer, go out there, plan the performance, do day in, day out. You know, it's a show that you're not just going to see once. You might see it twice, or you might see in the same venue three times and take the same show to Cape Town, which is a highly technical thing to do. You know, it takes a big crew of people to get into that. Just tell us a little bit more about Gone Too Soon and what we can expect.
Well, we have the privilege of being backed by an orchestra.
Yeah.
It's not every day that you get onto the stage and you have 55 people playing music live on stage.
With this wave of beautiful music behind you.
Exactly. And we're being joined by the Johannesburg Youth Orchestra, who are celebrating their 20-year anniversary. So this is part of their celebration as well.
Yeah.
So it was a special way to see this in. And we are joined as well by young performers who are part of a school called Born to Perform.
Okay.
Who are going to be, we're going to have 7 backing vocalists.
Okay.
Who are going to be singing with us throughout the show. This show, there's so much that's gone into it. It's been well thought of for months and months to get it just right. And I mean, when you think of how many songs or how many even artists that we couldn't fit right in, it was a hard job to just even work on the set list to get the flow right, to get everything just right. So we want the audience to come in and just relive all of those memories, to remember where they were.
Yeah,
they
that's right. We want to take them on a musical
journey. And it's probably the most diverse show I think any audience can see.
Yeah.
Because you see everything from Freddie Mercury to Luther Vandross to Marvin Gaye to Avicii to Donna Summer.
Elvis.
Elvis Presley. Mm. it is just going to be a beautiful, beautiful experience, and I'm looking forward to it.
Tell us a little bit more about how you're planning to incorporate the South African catalog into the show.
Yeah, the TK, the late TK, we actually were just chatting to her and we had a privilege of performing with her for quite a few years.
Yeah.
And it's actually so sad that she's no longer with us. So we are including Marishan is going to include her rendition of Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
Oh, wow.
Which was, as you can, some of you may remember, was made famous by Judy Garland,
yes.
Who also passed when she was relatively young.
Yeah.
And we're going to be paying tribute as well to Mendoza.
Wow.
We're going to be doing Galagata. So imagine Galagata with a full,
a full orchestra,
55-piece orchestra.
Wow. I can hardly wait.
And so, as I say, there was just such a wealth of music. It just was so difficult to pin it down to just a handful, but I think we finally got it right.
I think it's something for, there literally is something for everyone.
Yeah. Talk to me about the pressure that comes with having to take on the responsibility of, you know, being in the shoes of such amazing artists.
I was just thinking that, actually. Mm. It is. That is a big responsibility. And it's a hard thing.
Yeah.
You know, that is the biggest challenge for a singer is to sing somebody else's song and to pay respect and to give that song what it deserves to have from the original artist, but to also give your own self to that. So you really have to understand that it's not only just about singing a song and learning the notes and singing the words. Mm-hmm. It's about understanding the story behind that song and understanding the artist, looking at that artist and trying to say, how did he do this? Why is this song so great? You know, what did he bring to it? And then what can I bring to it? You know, that will be both
to make it new, to make it fresh.
Yeah.
To not impersonate, because we're not impersonating everyone.
Yeah.
We're using our voice and our styles.
Yeah. So it's just your interpretation.
Our interpretation of an already established song.
Yeah. All right. If you're joining us in studio right now, we've got Timothy Moloi. We also have Joseph Clark. In fact, we're going into our first performance for today. This is why I love what we do. We don't necessarily have to be out there, the music can come to us. So the performance is happening right here, right now. Which one? What are we starting with?
I will start with "Careless Whisper," that old George Michael
classic. Oh,
oh yeah.
Okay, here we go, ladies and gentlemen.
It began in Africa.
The O'Neill Africa Experience. The heartbeat of the diaspora.
Of her
That was so amazing. These guys are great, man. Thank you.
Hey, big up to the band.
Thank you.
You know, I sit here in admiration of what you guys do and what you guys represent. The thing that's really making my heart warm is that you guys are keeping the industry alive. You know, you're keeping the music alive, not only the original artists by honoring their music, but also like this show, what for me it represents employing musicians, the band, the orchestra, the people that are orchestrating. You know, for me, I have great admiration about that.
Absolutely.
You know, and, so, and to see as well with these kids, we know that the future of our music is in great hands, because I've had the privilege of working with the Joburg Youth Orchestra for 3 years.
Yeah.
And they just get better and better and better. And the two people who are in basically controlling everything or are looking after the kids
and
making them improve is Etienne McClune and the conductor,
Eddie Clayton,
who's going to be conducting the show. And
amazing.
So it's lovely to sort of combine, take this music and introduce it to the youngest people, and to see these young musicians who are going to be in our future orchestras.
Yes, they are.
It feels very important.
Yeah. Can you take the user, the person that's listening to the show right now, to an experience and a journey to understand what actually goes down? I mean, for myself, I work in music.
Yes.
Just explain to a young person that's a budding singer that has never worked with an orchestra for a show of this nature, what's actually going down behind the scenes. Like from the time they say, okay, we're doing the show, can you just walk us through that, please?
Well, it takes a lot of time.
Time, practice. Yeah.
And what I can advise I can give to a lot of the young musicians and singers is it takes time.
Yeah.
Everyone wants an overnight success. They want the number one hit.
Yeah.
And you see these kids playing tubas, saxophones, keys, guitars, horns. They practice for hours every day.
Yeah.
And that never stops.
Yeah.
And whatever people see on stage, it's just a little end result of many weeks and months of preparation.
Yeah. They say it's 80% work, 20% talent.
Yeah.
There we go. Yeah. We're going into the second performance.
Sure.
What are we performing next?
I'm going to do a song that was written by Freddie Mercury in 1976.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Something, it was a solo that he wrote for Day at the Races, that it's one of their iconic albums.
Yes.
And it's called You Take My Breath Away.
All right. Perfect. There we go. So that's Joseph Clark. He is performing his interpretation of something that was done by Freddie Mercury. So here we go.
Welcome back to the O'Neill Africa Experience.
I will find you anywhere you go. find you to tell you when I found you. I love you.
Wow. Wow, 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 wow.
Outstanding. Outstanding. So that was, wow. Joseph Clark. Remarkable.
Thanks, man. Thank
What did you think?
I thought my breath is away. My words are failing me right now. So I understand one of the productions that you've done is the Queen Show.
Yeah.
Tell us a bit more about that.
That Queen all started for me back in 1990 in Durban, where I did a show called Queen at the Opera.
Yeah.
And that was the first time I'd ever really done any Queen song at all.
Yeah.
And from there, it was just the rest is history. When that show finished, people kept asking me, oh, when are you going to do some more Queen and everything? So I started my own project called Joseph Clark, The Music of Queen. And that's taken me all over Southern Africa, all over Europe. It's great. I'm going to be going to the Netherlands just as soon as this show is finished. Literally about 3 days later, I'm off to the Netherlands to do another tour.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Remember, Gone Too Soon will be on stage at the Lyric Theatre, Gorif City, for two shows. This is happening on Saturday, 20th October from 8 and Sunday, 21st October from 2 p.m., right?
Just send bookings at Computer Kids.
Certainly, we will share those details just before the show closes. But now, Timothy is taking on Luther Vandross.
Mm. Wait for it.
One of my biggest idols.
So, Dance with My Father, does it mean anything to you beyond just it being a great composition?
Everyone has a very strong connection with the show. I had the privilege 2 years ago of doing a show called Always and Forever, a tribute to Luther Vandross. And on stage we had a big band, great singers. One of the singers on stage with us was my sister, who sadly passed away in June. And so for me now this song holds a much deeper connection. Because I'd be performing it on that stage where I performed it with her,
and would this be the first time since she passed away?
This would be the first time, but I know whenever I've sang it for other people, everyone has a connection, whether it's your dad, your father, your parents, your daughter. If it's just a reminder, just, you know, whoever you have close to you, just keep them close and appreciate every day you have with them, because we know none of us know what the future holds. So it's a very I've always loved the song, but now it's got a much deeper meaning now.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen, Timothy Moloi singing, or rather performing, Luther Vandross' Dance with My Father.
Ready? Come on. 1, 2, 3. It's that time of the day. It's that relax and enjoy. The only Africa experience.
The O'Neill Africa Experience.
Was a child before life removed all the innocence. My father would lift me high and dance with my mother and me, and then spin me around till I fell. Then I blessed that he would carry me. Then I knew for sure. sure I would love if I could steal one final chance, one final walk, one final dance with him. I'll play a song that would never ever end. How I love, love, love to dance with my Father again. When I, my mother, from her to him, he make me laugh just to comfort me. Then finally make me do just what my mama said. Later that night while I was asleep, he let a gold under my sheet. Never dreamed that he would be gone from me. If I could steal one final glance, one final walk, one final dance with him, I'd play a song that would never ever end. How I love, love, love to dance with my Father.
Yo, yo, it took me there. Hey, wow, that's amazing.
Ah, wow,
that is amazing.
What a gift! What a gift! What a gift music is, and you gentlemen are the conduits. You take us there. That's what you do. You take us there. And I personally, I feel honored to be in the presence of people who do the work that you do. And I feel like we take it for granted sometimes. We don't realize just how powerful and how important these voices are to us.
Yeah.
You know, and they provide healing. They provide comfort.
Yeah.
And today is one of those days. This is a very powerful song, and for you to have picked it, that says quite a lot about what's going to happen there. Gone too soon.
Thank
I
you.
Personally
Thank
cannot you. Wait. I cannot Thank wait you. For this, and I think I just people get out there, buy the tickets, please.
Yeah.
Buy the tickets,
please.
Buy
That's
the
sure.
tickets, please. Buy the
yeah,
tickets.
It's people's support for these shows that helps us keep making these concerts.
Yeah,
and we've been very fortunate now that people are really South Africans. In the last couple of years, have
yeah.
particularly come to the table, and they're really supporting our concerts.
Mm.
But so please go out there and support our music.
Absolutely.
Talk to us about the nerves that come with being on stage and just having to do this. Does it get easier?
Does that answer your question?
These gentlemen, they take this serious. They harmonized a run. Their response was harmonized. That's how well they take this. So it doesn't get easier.
Not really. It should never get easier.
Okay.
Because, you know, like any artist, you know, a true artist never wants to paint the same picture.
Yes.
You know, and so even though you might be, like me, for instance, you know, singing Queen for all the years that I've sung it, it still never gets tired to me because, mainly because it's great music. It's good music, so it's always challenging. But it's also my responsibility to make that song new every
yeah.
single time
yeah.
I sing it.
Look, I think that's the thing about music that we term timeless.
Yes.
I think the nuances within the voice of the artists and how they wrote all those textures, I think they see us through, they sustain us throughout the years.
Absolutely.
I mean, I'm one of those people, I always say to people, it is such a chore for me to listen to people to music with other people. Because the things they look out for, I no longer pay attention to those things. So there are things that I discover within the music itself as years go by. And I don't know, I think analog also just does something to music.
Oh, yeah.
The imperfections.
Oh, yeah.
It does something to music that...
Absolutely.
The hiss, everything. Just
the warmth of it. It was
exactly.
And it was the beginning of recorded music. It was beginning of popular music.
Certainly.
You know,
certainly.
The recording industry. So that analog sound is iconic and it will never... Do you know what I mean?
And
those of us who are used to it,
you
can't get the digital age.
I think so much so, I think people are trying to go back to that.
Everybody's trying to do
it. There was a magic to how they recorded everything live.
Together,
And if you made a mistake, you had to go back to the beginning.
Absolutely.
And record
and
it again.
And do the entire thing.
And do the entire thing. And I still remember those days.
And the amazing thing is also, talking about that, some recordings... they left the mistake in.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because they just listen to it and they go, that's right.
That was magic.
You know, today they wouldn't consider that.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? In the digital age, you'd go, oh, no, we'll just cut that out and do a...
fix
it. You know, we'll just fix that, we'll cut it out of the thing. But in those days, they listened to it and they would know immediately, oh, that was a mistake. But then they'd listen to it and they'd go, but it actually works. That's actually right.
And an artist that comes to mind when you mentioned that is Michael Jackson. And obviously he'll be a big part of the show.
Yeah.
And when you listen to his recordings, I mean, they are some of the best recordings that have ever been made.
Oh,
he
yeah.
was working with Quincy Jones, with some of the best musicians in the world, and MJ. I mean, you know, he was a legend among legends.
And the major difference between nowadays in terms of production workflow and back in the days was that when the record is finished, after the recording is made, they try and press the mix right there and there. And the mix, what a mix actually defines on an emotional level is the mood of the room, you know, like the team getting to that place where everybody's feeling connected with the song, and then it's packaged like that. Nowadays, with the digital technology, you got so many chances of, like, changing the mood, you know.
Yeah.
That's what... it makes it so magical to listen to analog music because the mood was there. Moment was there. That's when it was happening. You know?
They had to create the mood.
Yeah, yeah.
Not afterwards. And, you know, I've always said, and I say this in my live concerts as well, the guy behind the desk is part of the band.
Oh, that's for sure.
And he needs to be. Do you know what I mean?
Sure.
It's not just some guy who's going to bring up the thing here and bring up the thing and do an effect. No, you know
exactly.
what I mean?
Yeah,
He needs to be part of that experience, of that live experience.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I can only imagine for this show, Gone Too Soon, the amount of work that's gone in, the orchestration, the rehearsals with the band.
There's wardrobe,
there's lighting,
exactly.
You know.
The orchestrations that are being made.
Yeah, you know, it's a step-by-step
so
process.
Much
it is.
Going into this.
And every single person in that team is emotionally vested in their craft, and they're amazing at lighting, they're amazing at music production,
absolutely.
They're amazing at coordinating. To the person on the side of the stage, ushering everybody in, say, okay, that's your cue. You know, I can only imagine, I mean, how the show is going to be.
No, it's exciting.
Is there anything that you can tell the listener to look forward to in terms of the show, in terms of how it's going to look, in terms of how it's going to sound, you know?
What they can look forward to is a show that has just all the elements taken care of. Visual, audio, orchestra, arrangements. It's a show that has everything. Nothing was left to chance.
I think that it's going to be a feast for the fans of these artists.
Yeah.
And I think that even though you might not be a fan of this artist, you must come and see the show because you can almost be guaranteed that you'll walk away going, I actually am now a fan of this song.
Of at least one of the multitude
of
the artists that we'll be paying tribute to.
You know, let me start with you, Joseph. I imagine as your career took you places, took you, you encountered a lot of interesting people along the way. There has to be at least one comment or remark that stands out for you. Can you think back to a time when somebody said something about after your performance that just touched you?
Oh, gosh. Yes, I think that it's a comment that I have gotten before several times, and it's one of the things that I really am glad that people pick up on is the fact that they say you and the orcs and the musicians that you work with look like you're having such a good time, you know. So they get so that joy. And that's what it's about. Music is about joy. You know, a lot of people think, you know, music is integral to us. We have to have music. As humankind, as human beings, everybody everywhere has to have music because it is the universal communication. It is something that can make people feel, or that they can let go to, or that they can enjoy, or that they can, makes them sad. It can even make them angry. You know, but that's integral to us as a human being. And when I hear that, when people say you really look like you're having fun, then I know that not only is the song coming across, but what's behind that song is also going across. You know, so the audience is feeling the entire experience, not just the fact that they're listening and going, "Oh, I like this song," and "Oh, I'll clap to this song," but they're like, like what you said, they're invested in it.
Yeah.
The minute they see the joy and they feel the joy, and they can express to you that wow, you know, we could see that you're having a good time. It's an exchange. And that's exactly what it is, the exchange.
And then Timothy, for you, is there any compliment? I imagine you get tons of those. Is there one that stands out for you? Just
The one that stands out, it's hard to choose, because I mean, people say such kind things, and every time someone says something, it's like the first time you hear it, and because you don't take it for granted. But when I performed for late Nelson Mandela, it was like a little private performance. I think it was in 2001 or two, and I can't even remember exactly what he said. But to be acknowledged, to shake his hand, and for him to, whatever he said obviously moved me, and but just to get the love from him and that nod of approval from the father of a nation, that is definitely a bucket list moment, and a moment that I'll never ever forget.
I do remember now. Sorry.
That's what this is about.
I was singing Queen at the Opera at the Civic Theater, which is now the Joburg Theater. And Queen's manager, Jim Beach, came and saw the show. And he came back to the dressing rooms afterwards. And he came into my dressing room and he said, "That's the best version of You Take My Breath Away, besides Freddie, that I've ever heard."
Wow.
So that was that meant a lot.
Wow.
That
is quite powerful. Yeah. Wow, that is powerful. Look, I enjoy doing this with people who are very clinical about the process, because it's an opportunity for us to understand what happens, the nuances behind what it is that that you gentlemen do. Your own compositions, how is this different? Look, I imagine the pressure is there in what you do on a daily. But there has to be someone out there who goes, "Listen, what would it take for you to just do your own and then release it? Are you under no pressure to do that? Is there anything in the process? Are you in the process of doing anything like that? Are you interested even in doing your own work?"
I think there's always that burning desire, that yearning in each of us. But when the timing comes, when everything is just right, when you are with the right creative team, that's, you know what I mean? That it takes a whole lot of things to come together at the right time for that to happen. But the yearning, is always there. Mm. And I recorded my album, I released it in 2010, mm-hmm. and people still comment about that album, saying, we love that album, so we need another one from you. So I'm sure at some point, we'll make it happen. But
you must.
And I know you've recorded as well.
Yeah, I did one, I've done one original album. People often ask me, you know, why don't you, you know, write your own stuff? And like I did write a few of the songs for my original album, but I just love singing. There's so much music out there to sing. I'm just a singer, and it's not really, you know, it's I think to be a songwriter is a whole different story.
Yes.
You know, I just admire them so much that they can, especially the singer-songwriters, you know, that they can, they spend the time to write that song and then they bring their own selves to that. That's fantastic. It's not really in me. I can do it.
Yeah.
You know, and when I'm inspired, I will, like the songs that I wrote for this album, for some reason I was just inspired and I just, you know, wrote them. But it's not natural for me.
Okay.
Yeah, so I think I just want to sing great songs. That's all. You know, whether it's my own or whether it's Frank Sinatra's, I don't care. You know, I just want to sing.
I must say, you describe it exactly how it feels.
We appreciate you all the same. I mean, you were talking about songwriting, which is something that I know you're passionate about.
Yeah.
And more often than not, it does seem as though it's not taken as seriously as it should.
Oh. Yeah.
Look, I've had the pleasure of interviewing John Michel Byron of Toto.
Wow. And
he was taking me through the process of recording and just songwriting on the road. It was mind-blowing.
Yeah.
It was just mind-blowing, the work that goes into it.
Mm.
And the feeling, it's not a feeling that just everyone can access. It's almost like only specific, special type of person is able to.
Absolutely, I agree. Mm. Yeah.
Ah, mm. And that's what you gentlemen, you have the responsibility of communicating that.
Yeah.
And transmitting it.
Transmitting. That's perfect. Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, okay, before we close, I know we're going to get emotional about this.
And by the way, I just there's actually quite a project that I've been involved with called Rider Unearthed. Mm-hmm. And it's a collaborative album.
Yeah.
All sorts of different artists have contributed to it. And so we're busy in the middle of that. I think the album will be out soon.
Promises you'll come back here and... like an entire spectacle.
Wow.
You will throw all kinds of things all over the place. Confetti. Just make sure that you're right.
Thank you so much for your support.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Let's just talk about the show itself.
Okay.
Gone Too Soon.
Mm-hmm.
Once again, take us through the details. This is taking place on the 20th.
Yeah.
20th is a Saturday and 21st is a Sunday.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. 8 o'clock on Saturday night, and then on the Sunday it's 2 o'clock.
Matinee on the Sunday, just to give the whole family a chance to come together. And as you said, only two shows, so it's important that you book. And tickets are available at CompuTickets.
And for those people who haven't been to the Lyric Theatre, it is such a beautiful theatre.
I know.
Yes.
It really is a classic theatre.
Yes. No, definitely.
And a great sounding one also.
Yeah, it is. Yeah,
the acoustics, it's truly remarkable. You had a special request earlier on.
Yeah, actually. Okay, so I wanted to put you on the spot because for me, it was a show that we had done a while ago, and you absolutely took everybody's breath away. I was like, I've never heard that rendition of that song done that way. So I would be honored if you would accept to do that song.
What song is
this? Let me tell you now. It's from a James Bond movie. That's all I'm going to say to you. Writing's on the wall. Would you begin to sing that for us?
Let me just... Okay. Ah, there you go.
You brought your orchestra with you. Wow.
I've been here before, but always hit the floor.
spent a lifetime running, and I always get away. But with you I'm feeling something that makes me want to stay. I'm prepared for this. I never shoot to miss, but I feel like a storm is coming. If I'm gonna make it through the day, there's no more use in running. This is something I gotta face. If I risk it all, could you break my fall? How do I live? How do I breathe? When you're not here, I'm suffocating. I wanna feel love run through my blood. Tell me, is this where I give it all up? For you, I have to risk it all. Cause the writing's on the wall.
Good heavens.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, you took me by surprise, man. Central, central. He's so technical, though.
Yeah. Oh, it's amazing.
Wow, that was so satisfying.
Yeah,
that was
in such a big way. You got me. You got me.
So it works.
You got him back.
That's exactly what I thought.
Listen, I was just trying to take the listener to a place and just make them understand the kind of talent that they will be seeing at the Lyric Theatre.
Yeah, no,
just,
your range is remarkable, you know, brother. Your range is just outstanding.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Okay, so there you have it. Gone Too Soon, 20th. It's on a Saturday.
At 8 o'clock on Saturday.
8 o'clock, and then on Sunday is 2 p.m. in the afternoon for the entire family. Make sure tickets. Go out there, get the tickets. Make sure you book early. Get, you don't want to miss this.
Yes. Yep. Lyric Theatre, Gulf City.
All right. So, Timothy Moloi, thank you very much.
Thank you for your generosity with your talent.
Thank you. Joseph Clark, I mean, Michael McDonald. Blue-eyed soul. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Gentlemen, what we try to do with this show is create space for artists such as yourselves. Mm. If you have projects, if you have things that you would like to communicate, even if you just want to come out here and just showcase your talent, we always have a band in place.
Wow.
This is what this is about. Just a place where artists can just come in and hang out with us. And we truly, truly appreciate what you did for us.
Yeah, thank you so much. It was great to have you guys on the show. Joseph Clark, Timothy Moloi, all the way from the U.S. You studied in the U.S., so super accomplished people. And to Colette from the Collab Network, putting the show together.
Thanks, Colette.
So, I'm looking forward to coming to see the show. I'm personally going to take my daughter there.
Fantastic.
She loves the theater. You know, it's something that I try and instill in her from a very young age. And I'll take some friends with. And looking forward to the show. Thank you so much for your talent. Thank you.
Everything that you heard here today will be available as a podcast by 3:30 at least. So please download it, share the link with your friends, let them hear or experience what we experienced there today. That's the beautiful thing about podcasts.
Yep.
You can save it in your phone, you can listen to it whenever you feel like
it. You can share it with your friends. It's something that you can play on a Saturday when you're hanging out with your friends, play it in the car, just mull over it and just get into it and soak yourself into it.
But more importantly, make sure you get the tickets.
Yeah.
Much love to Jackie, who is producing for the final day today, our producer.
Yeah, it's a bit sad.
Jackie, thank you.
Thank you so much, Jackie.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, enjoy your weekend.
We're out of here.
This is CliffCentral.com.